There are developments today in the federal government's investigation into insider trading on Wall Street. Seven more people have been charged. They include analysts and traders at some of Wall Street's most prominent hedge funds. NPR's Jim Zaroli has the story.
U.S. officials said the seven people charged made up a stunning portrait of organized corruption on a grand scale. At the center of the scheme was an unnamed employee at the computer company Dell. That employee allegedly passed on inside information about earnings to an investment analyst named Sandeep Goyal, who was cooperating with the government. Goyal gave the information to an analyst at the hedge fund company Diamondback Capital Management for a fee of $175,000. That analyst passed it on to other hedge funds. Assistant FBI Director Janice Fedarchik says the fact that they had access to Dell's earnings before the market as a whole enabled them to earn millions in illicit profits.
When you have the answer sheet beforehand, it's pretty hard not to ace the test. But cheating on the test and getting away with it are two different things.
Of the seven people charged, three pleaded guilty. The others include Anthony Chiasson, a co-founder of the hedge fund company Level Global Investors. Also named were Todd Newman of Diamondback and John Horvath of Sigma Capital Management, which is part of one of the most prominent hedge fund companies on Wall Street, SAC Capital. Another defendant, technology fund manager Danny Kuo, is accused of passing on inside information to the others about the technology company NVIDIA. None of those charged was available to comment today. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara said the arrests say something that should disturb people.
They show that insider trading activity in recent times has indeed become rampant and routine, and that this criminal behavior was known, encouraged, and exploited by authority figures in several investment funds.
With today's arrests, the government's investigation into insider trading has grown wider. 63 people have now been charged. 56 of those have been convicted. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.